Thank you. My name is Damien. I'm a compulsive reader. Cindy, thank you for asking me to speak today. Just to kind of put it out there, over the holidays I had I don't know if I want to call it a slip or I had a binge, and today's day 19, back and abstinent, and I feel really good. I feel very blessed and just thankful. And I learned a lot over these last few weeks. And I had said to myself, I need to get more in service. And I swear that once I said that, two people had asked me to speak, and I kind of don't think there's any coincidences when it comes to when we ask for things. Sometimes it doesn't come necessarily in the way that we think it will, but it definitely comes. Like I said earlier, I was introduced. I mean, just to kind of go over kind of how I kind of got to OA, I was introduced through a family member. I've been in recovery from alcohol and drugs for almost 31 years, and was introduced to OA about 25 years ago. Because basically, once I put down the drugs and alcohol, I don't think that anything, I guess, at a foundation level changed. So I needed something, like I needed something to do compulsively, something to, I guess, treat that disease inside of me. And that definitely became food for basically for the next, 25 years. I've stopped smoking cigarettes, I've stopped vaping. I had abstinence, for about a year and a half. I stopped eating unhealthy foods about over 2 years ago. There's been a lot of change into, and now I get at a point in my life now where I see the need for spirituality. I see the need for basically all the tools that they talk about in every meeting that I go to, about these nine tools. And I can almost, like, when I was writing down some things to talk about, I kind of wrote down the tools. And the only one that I always kind of get tripped up on is anonymity. Like, how am I using that as a tool? But all the other tools, to some point, I incorporate in my daily routine. My definition of abstinence for me, I mean, above and beyond just the, normal body weight, or, maintaining or heading towards one, is, having a food plan designed, with the support of a professional. So I do work with a dietitian, weigh and measure all my food, commit it in the morning. And, my foods have to be within an hour of the scheduled times, unless, something happens, and not to go off my food plan. And if something were to ever go off my food plan, I have to work that into with my sponsor. If for whatever reason I can't get to my foods, or if, something I had spoiled, something like that. I am a person that would say that I was one of the probably more unregimented, unroutine people that I knew, growing up, and even in my adulthood. So the idea of this routine, regimented lifestyle seemed like crazy. I was talking to my fiance about, we were talking about food, and kind of got onto, her eating styles. And she kind of said, "Hey, listen, I can't eat like you do." And I said, "Listen, I can't eat like I do. That's how I feel. Like, I mean, when I think about the regimented way that I eat or try to eat, it seems impossible, because it's like weigh, measure. You mean every meal? You mean all the ingredients? Like, all?" And just like when you focus in on it, it seems like this daunting task. But I've said it, I've said it to my sponsor on more than one occasion, that I believe in some kind of crazy way that all the time and attention I've put towards abstinence has saved me time and angst and anxiety. Because, I feel like it takes up less time than my eating addiction did. by a lot, because I feel like I'm getting more back. I think that abstinence kind of leads to a lot of different things, like like ultimately, what's the point of being abstinent if you're not trying to be healthy? Like isn't that a part of it? And then if you think about like that, then what about sleeping? What about exercise? What about all these other things that kind of usually accompany health? And I kind of have this idea that for me, my day starts when I get to bed the night before, because I have a lot of things that, a lot of responsibilities, for me, a lot of responsibilities. And I found that one of the things that I think really led to my binge day, and like the muddying of the waters when it came to my food, was I had surgery on my hand, and my regimen was kind of taken away for a month, and I was really off. I wasn't sleeping like the same hours. I was, all over the place. And before you knew it, I didn't know how to regiment my day food wise. And all of a sudden I'm having like an extra snack, or I'm having this snack earlier in the morning, and then, or I'm having a snack later at night, calling my morning snack, because I'm basically turned upside down. And then it turned into like that one day where I felt that I can't stop eating, and I proceeded to eat, two or three extra meals. And then I wasn't being honest with my sponsor. I was kind of trying to say, okay, I'll get back on track. I'll get back on track. Finally, I just had to have the conversation with, people at my meeting, people, my sponsor, all my support people. And I felt like God gave me the grace to kind of to start from that day and not have another, compulsive bite. I think it's, I don't know if I could remain abstinent without weighing and measuring. And for me, because, I was kind of playing around with tablespoons, right? Like, what's a tablespoon? Well, is that a heaping tablespoon? And it was funny. I was laughing, because I said to my sponsor, because I started weighing, like, one of the ingredients I use, I started weighing it instead of putting it in a tablespoon. I'm like, that's not a tablespoon. That can't be a tablespoon. He goes, well, the tablespoon, you're supposed to cut it off at the top. And I'm like, oh my God. And it was almost like I started laughing at myself, because I'm like, even weighing and measuring my food, I found like that there was these ways to manipulate, right? And to just push it, or just give a little bit more. And I'm like, all right, and I kind of, I was having an argument with my sponsor about like, because now I we got, me and my fiance got chickens, so we started like, laying eggs, and we started like eating these eggs, but they're medium eggs, they're not large eggs. And I'm like, on my food plan, so like, I have four large eggs. Well, how many medium eggs is that? Because I'm not having four medium eggs. If I can have four large eggs, that's got to equate to. And she says, this is how you know that you're a compulsive food, food person, because we're having an argument about percentages of eggs and how much you should get. And I angrily kind of agreed with her. And then a day or two later, I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna have, if I eat eggs, I'm just gonna consider them like a full egg, because it was that fear of not having enough that just would create so much anxiety in me. And what I realize is that, I have an issue with anxiety and depression, and I've been medicated for it in the past. But I think a lot of the times I've tried to control the way I feel through food. Like when I want to enhance things, sometimes I eat certain foods, or when I wanted to sedate certain feelings or things, I would eat certain foods. And I definitely believe this is a God thing, where I've been able to take on a lot of different challenges in my life, and still remain abstinent through a lot of that. And now, realizing that, doing like step work with my sponsor, Having made some amends, working on some, like the questions in the workbook, the step 10 questions. And I find it very difficult sometimes because as I kind of, I guess, tear away at some of the onion, I feel more vulnerable, more like there's a rawness to my life. Like my safety nets, my compulsions are being removed. And I'll be honest, I don't like what I see a lot. A lot of times I don't like what I see, and it's only by God's grace that I don't go running back to addictions, like with a passion, because who wants to look in the mirror? I mean, like the reason why I use food, drugs, alcohol, smoking, all different types of things is because I somewhere deep down inside, I never felt like I was enough. And food was just such a great, acceptably social thing to do. I mean, like, I guess I'm 6'3", so I could, I was always told I could hold the weight well, which, of course, I hated hearing. You wear it well, or don't look that bad. My top weight was about 340 pounds. I felt horrible. I had said to myself, I thought I was always kind of, I felt a healthy, athletic person, but the eating kind of had caught up to me about, I guess, 5 or 6 years ago, where the blood pressure started going up. The pre-diabetes turned into diabetes, turned into insulin dependent. One medication, two medications, then before I was on five different medications. And really, going back 2 years ago, October 23, when I really felt like I needed to get serious, it wasn't because I wanted to be abstinent. I wanted to develop a relationship with God and start doing step work. It's because my blood sugar was spiking like 400 or 500, and I was scared I was gonna have a stroke. So that was kind of like, okay, maybe I need to get serious. Maybe I need to look into something. So I started going back to meetings, pissed off, angry. I basically said, okay, I won't eat the crappy food. I won't eat, I won't eat the fast food. I won't eat the sweets. I won't eat all that. But then I became a volume eater, so I was taking some things that I guess, you can consider abstinent, or things that are, or some of that are in my food plan today. But I was eating, big amounts of those foods, and I was still losing weight. So it was, I still felt I was kind of getting away with it. But the one thing that the term that's been kind of very apparent to me lately, that I want more than even just the weight loss, or the maintain the weight loss, is to be food neutral. That my day is not revolving around my food, that I'm not obsessed. I mean, it's so discouraging because now I kind of work on a, I and I don't do it because it's intermittent fasting, but my dietitian and I kind of came up with a plan, and the idea was to like eat within a 10-hour window. And I remember that first day where I ate, and I thought of, like, because I used to eat very early in the morning because I have my job, I get up early. So I would wake up basically at 3 o'clock in the morning, and that would be the first time I would eat. And then when they said, well, you know what, it's not really with the rhythm, circadian rhythms, and you should be eating like at six. And I can't tell you how pissed off I was at just the idea of that I'm gonna have to get up and wait 3 hours to eat. How, oh my God, what am I gonna do? And it seemed, and what's kind of strange is that I was able to do that during my surgery, my time off. So it definitely shook things up. And then I now feel like with all this and kind of happening, that my food is the cleanest it's ever been, and I feel the most food neutral that I've ever been. And it is only by like God's grace that I even am like here today, like, I guess talking to you people about the hope that I have. I every day I have a family member that's also in OA that I speak with. And the fact that I was going to be on this meeting today was kind of a glimmer of hope in the future. I had a I don't know if you guys can relate to this, but like my job is not stressful, like I think comparatively to other jobs, but for some reason I can work myself up in if there's a new function or if something that I feel like I can't control, I can make it like so do or die, and I can get so fearful and agitated about it. And all I was thinking about was, okay, I have this meeting today, I gotta, try to bring my best and kind of be in some sense of spiritual fitness. And it helped me get through my work day today. It helped me kind of like stay on point and kind of keep in the moment and practice, some of these principles that we talk about. And I find it difficult sometimes to gauge growth when it comes to my recovery because as I guess have been growing in my recovery, I'm taking on more responsibilities and more challenges. So my anxiety level seems to be kind of like coming along with me. It's not like that, okay, my life is staying the same and I've just gotten stronger or better or, more recovered. It feels like as I've become more strong, I've been asked by God to do more, to address some 30-year-old amends that I had not made. And God, that was unbearable. They were if I thought I would think they were going to be unbearable. I mean, they were actually very helpful. And it almost feels like as I've been going through this process, working with a sponsor and like doing these daily activities, that term of like when the student's ready, the teacher will appear, it's kind of been coming true. And I don't want to live in the vagueness anymore. Like in order for me to, I think continue to grow, I need to be very clear on what abstinence means to me. And am I working towards it? Am I, securing it on a daily basis? I think, a constant development of a relationship with God, has been essential. And for me, there was a lot of other things, like you said, working with a dietitian. I also started therapy. I do that twice a month. Because when I came in here, I mean, like the food was like I get and I've heard this in other like 12-step programs, but the food was really a symptom. I was treating something, and all that was taken away from me when I started working on abstinence was it was that medication that I was using was taken away, but the ailments, the problems, they all were there. So I mean, it's abstinence for me is like everything is real, and I'm amazed by what can be created with the support of God, my support network of peers, and all the tools. I mean, like I started talking to my sponsor about like the idea of opening up for like to be setting myself up to be a sponsor, like and what that would look like. And then the idea that what I have, am I willing to share that with somebody else, and forget about all the fears and all the things I have. Am I willing to open up and share that with somebody? And I kind of had said, I have to be because I'm afraid if I don't, then I'm going to continue to that my recovery won't be kind of strong enough to maintain. Definitely going to meetings, using the telephone are things that I do pretty regularly. I read literature and do writings every morning or most mornings, say 5 or 6 out of the week. And service work, like chairing a meeting, sharing at meetings. I need to, and continue to increase that as well. So, I mean, I'm just glad that because I don't think this is of my own. Like self-propulsion only gets me going so far. I feel like that I do more than not try to align my will with God's will. And because of that, like, I feel like I'm here today. And again, Cindy, thank you so much for letting me, for having me share here today. And thank you guys for listening.